listeners and movie fans, this is Sutkin, your host on Sutkin on Cinema and Sound, and I'm joined here today for the third time by my sister.
Hi guys, I'm Kylie and I'm Sutton's sister, and I'm super excited to be here today.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about what the movie is today. We are talking about Bo Burnham's Inside. So I had kind of a hard time just discussing what, or describing to you what this thing actually was. For me, I thought it was best described as a TV special, although it apparently did have, like, a few, it was in, like, theaters for, like, a few days, or it had, like, a very limited, screening. So it's basically, Bo Burnham is an actor, writer, comedian, stand-up comedian, and a musician. So, this special, basically, this special came out last year in 2021, and it explores him in, like, the guest, in, like, his guest house or house. The whole thing takes place in, like, in that one room, and it's basically him, like, how he's getting on with the pandemic and his songwriting. So it's essentially an hour and a half long, and it's of him in this one room for the whole time. And it's something that could have, I think, been derailed very easily. After the first two songs, he actually just he looks straight to the camera and kind of gives a little speech about what the special actually is. And ironically, he also seems a little confused on what it is he's making, but it is something that for him to be productive during the pandemic. And as he describes it, it is to prevent him from shooting a bullet in his head. So it's stopping him from going insane. And he admits that the transitions will not be incredibly smooth. And it kind of, yeah, it feels like that, but it also feels like the special owns up to it. It's basically kind of like a mix of both his, like, music videos with his songs, and then, like, him doing comedy routines, and then also just him directly talking to the camera about his personal feelings. So, what do you think of the special?
I thought it was really unique. I feel like I've never seen anything that was just, like, one set and one character the whole time, so I wasn't really sure what to expect, but I thought he did a really good job of, you know, creating different songs and different music and just being really raw and authentic with the audience.
I agree. It was a really interesting mix with both him doing comedy and also providing more serious commentary on what life is like during the pandemic. It was something I was wondering how he would achieve before going into this. And yeah, I knew a little more about going into this than you did, because I had seen some of Bo Burnham's stand-up comedy work, and I had listened to a few of the songs. It actually turned out that you had listened to some of the songs, or you had heard some of the songs as well, and you were surprised to hear that they all came from this. A lot of his songs actually became popular on TikTok, and that was how we heard of them. And even though he is often commonly thought of as a comedian, I feel like the songs rarely are there for the purpose of comedy. Some of them are kind of more of the mundane things during the pandemic, like FaceTiming with his mom and then White Moments Instagram. And then there were songs that are definitely there for satire, like How the World Works, which basically has him, like, talking about, like, the bees, and then, like, the small things, like the littlest bee, and then kind of looking at things really idealistically, and then there's Sokko, which is a sock on his hand, that talks more about, like the anti-capitalist side, and more, I guess, is more pragmatic about it. And then I think what may have been my favorite song in the whole special, which was Welcome to the Internet. I thought it was really fun, like, how deceptively kind of lighthearted it starts, and then it gets a lot more faster as he starts talking about some of, like, the more, like, risque ways in which the internet influences our lives, and how, like, it seems useful, but then it's more of, like, an invasion of privacy, and then it has, And then it completely changes like the tone, and then he talks about how the early days in the internet when it was more like travel blogs and chat rooms, and then it goes back to like the tempo of how it originally started with. So that of course that was the satire of the internet. And then there were songs that were a lot more serious about how about his personal life, like 30, which was how he felt about turning 30. He discusses how he really hoped to finish the special before he turned 30, but he fails to do so. And that resulted in, I think, one of the most effective scenes in the special, which is where he's talking to the camera, and next to him is a digital clock, and it shows the time 11:58, and he's by himself, and he says that when it strikes 12, then that means he's turned 30. And yeah, that struck a lot of emotional chords with me, just seeing him really alone during the pandemic, and it was a very kind of silent and reflective moment. And then one final song I want to point out is All Eyes on Me, which is another very serious personal song. It comes towards the end of the special, and it was actually the only single released from the album soundtrack, as per popular fan demand. And it's him reflecting on basically how, like, 5 years before the special, he had panic attacks during one of his tours. And I knew that he had panic attacks, but this was actually how I learned that was why he abandoned doing stand-up for those 5 years. And he was actually planning to return to that kind of that lifestyle in January 2020. But then, as he puts it, the funniest thing happened, which was, of course, in March that year. That was the pandemic. Were there any other songs that you want to give special attention to, or what were your favorites?
Well, this wasn't really a song, but my favorite scene was when he was basically playing a video game with himself inside of the room. And it was basically like a day of his life, and maybe three or four times he made his character cry. And then he went to stand up and try and open the door, and the door was locked. And then it was like, this is the end of the day. So it kind of just shows that that's what his days were looking like during the pandemic, was just him crying and then knowing that he can't leave the room. So even though it seemed like a lighthearted scene with him playing a video game, it was really symbolic of what his whole experience was with the pandemic.
Yeah, I agree. Even though it was like a lot, he's thought of as a comedian. A lot of it is more like sugar-coated satire and gives a really serious depiction of like his living conditions and how he's really feeling about life. And I thought that the songs actually got a lot more serious as the special went on, which made sense because as the pandemic was going on for him, and he says that he at one point that he's been working on the special for over a year, it would make sense that his mental health will be deteriorating, and eventually he just shows what I think is like an authentic, I guess, like mental breakdown that he's having. Yeah, do you have anything to say about the songs? I know you had actually heard of some of them before watching the special.
Yeah, I heard a lot of them on TikTok, but it was just little clips of it. So it was really eye-opening to see the rest of the songs. And I really like the lyrics. I feel like he put a lot of time and effort into them because he made them really personal to his experience in his life, like FaceTiming his mom and sexting.
I agree. It's interesting how he made the lyrics very personal, but also in a way that I feel a lot of people watching can still relate to them, because everyone really suffered through this pandemic, and it can relate to some of the activities that he did to, like, I guess, take his mind off things. So yeah, overall the songs were, I think, they were very well done, and I think Bo Burnham is actually a very good singer. I think also in terms of the songwriting, he has a lot of variety. Like one of the songs, I think maybe it'll be over soon, or that feeling, but it had a lot more of like an acoustic feeling to it. So that was interesting. I think there's also something to be said for the visuals as well. Because the whole thing takes place within this single room. And she really manages to, I feel, transform that room with like a lot of different colored lighting. And then also, he must have like a ton of projectors that, like, he's able to like project like a skyline onto a wall and really give himself a background during the music videos. I thought something that was really interesting that he did was during FaceTiming with my mom, where he kind of changes the aspect ratio of the screen to make it portrait instead of landscape, so it looks like you're like FaceTiming to him through an iPhone. It really gives off that sort of aesthetic.
During the special, the camera kind of pans out so that you can see the entire guest house, and the room is kind of a mess. There's wires everywhere from all the different equipment that he's using. So I really like that you kind of see the behind the scenes to show everything that he used to make all those different lights and backdrops work.
I agree. It was interesting how I feel the special felt both polished and also kind of raw and authentic. Like, obviously, the music videos were very well done and the comedy skits, but also there were also moments where he would just kind of let the atmosphere of what was actually happening, like seep through, and it would just show him like getting like setting up his lighting equipment and testing the brightness in the camera. And then there was also this moment where he accidentally knocks the camera over as he's setting things up, and then he leaves that into the special. And I think something that was also really beneficial was something about the songs. I feel like they're very, I guess, sonic and musical, but also he writes them in a way that I think his voice really shines because the lyrics of these songs are really important. They really reflect where his mental state is during the pandemic, even if they may be covered in or reflect in satire. So the lyrics, I feel like, are very easy to understand. Because even some of my favorite albums, it's usually beneficial to look at like lyrics she to actually understand them and analyze them. But yeah, that's really not a problem here. And it's really easy to kind of hear what he was saying and also think about what the meaning was. Also, one point I wanted to touch on for a bit was the ending, so I guess possible spoilers here. So before I saw the special, I saw a few videos online that were like basically video essays and talking about where the titles were like what the meaning of the special was. And I was kind of confused by that because I thought the special would just be a guy in a room for an hour and a half doing kind of fooling around and singing songs and stuff, and I didn't think there was really much to analyze between the lines. And for the most part, I was right until the end, basically the ending scene. It's basically of Bo Burnham. He walks. So he for the f only time during the special he and the camera leave the room, and the camera shows him the camera's outside of the room and it shows him leaving the room, and then there's like a spotlight on him, and then there's the sound of like the audi of an audience applauding, and then it appears that he locks himself out, and then he desperately tries to get back into the house. So, what I thought that meant was, or was trying to convey, was how, even though it was like a big adjustment for him, and I think for everyone, having to like go who to change their lifestyles to adapt to the pandemic, I think he also envisioned it as also maybe a struggle to kind of adapt one lifestyle. His lifestyle once the pandemic ends. So that's why he's kind of panicking as he leaves the room and then tries to just really go back inside, but the door is locked. He can't really when I guess the pandemic ends, he can't return. But then it's revealed that he's watching that scene as a from one of his projectors back in the room. And he's watching the scene of him trying to get back in the room, within the room, and then he smirks at that while he's watching that. So maybe So I think the ending is definitely the most ambiguous part of the special, and it's definitely open to interpretation what it actually means. I think he was possibly kind of happy to see that there was no way for him to, when he leaves the room, there would be no way for him to really get back into it. I think it may also be, I guess, representative of how he envisions him possibly returning to his to doing stand-up comedy again, because he had planned to make his return after a 5-year break due to panic attacks, but instead the pandemic happened. Do you have anything to add to that, or what did you think of the ending?
I feel like the ending really showed how we kind of get used to the new ways within the pandemic, and it's kind of scary and causes anxiety to kind of go outside for the first time, and we get used to being inside all the time and being by ourselves. So it kind of brought him comfort to watch himself from inside of the house.
I agree. I think that's also an interesting interpretation. And something else I like about the ending is I think the penultimate song, Goodbye. So the way he presents it is it shows him as like a clean cut Bo Burnham with his short hair and not really a beard, saying that this is take one of what he calls the possible ending song, and then it kind of fades to him in the present as present Bo Burnham, with his hair all long and shaggy, and then his beard fully grown out. So that's really interesting, like showing how he was at the beginning of the pandemic and this project, and then also at the end of that. And the song that he performs is called Goodbye, and I think it is a really great song as well. Because it really ties together the whole, I think the whole special, and it really alludes to the different songs that appeared in the special. Sometimes it pulls directly from the lyrics of the different songs themselves, and it'll also show clips of the preceding parts of the special. So I thought that was a really great way of, I guess, tying the special all up. And I also like to make a point about the accolades that this movie has garnered. One of them is that it has actually been nominated for 2 Grammys, which will be announced on April 3rd of this year. One of them is for the best music film, and then the other is best song written for visual media, and that is for All Eyes on Me, which is a single released from the soundtrack album. And then it also won 3 Emmys and was nominated for 3 other ones. The Emmys one is for Outstanding Directing for a Variety Special, Outstanding Writing for a Variety Special, and then Outstanding Music Direction. And then it was nominated for Outstanding Picture Editing for a Variety Programming, Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics for the song Comedy, and then Outstanding Variety Special pre-recorded. And I think it definitely earned those nomination, those both those nominations and what it won. And it's really interesting how much of a solo project this was. And I think those awards is really a testament to Bo Burnham's talents, because he was the only director, the only writer. He's the only person who actually appears in the special. And of course he does all the music, both the lyrics and the music itself. And he is also the editor. And again, it feels very well polished, while also conveying kind of the rawness of what his life was like during the pandemic. Now, the end credits get to show that there were some other people involved. Like, it credited someone for like the color and the color correction, and it had someone named Josh Senior as the producer. But of course, the producer Cyril probably he pro maybe like got Bo Burnham the equipment and helped with like the distribution and budget and color correction. Like, a lot of those roles are more toward like fo are more for the editing. This was definitely more of Bo Burnham's project. It really feels like his vision, and he really makes it personalized. I think that's all I have to say. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think you pretty much summed it up.
Great. Yeah, overall, I was really impressed by this. I knew more going into it than you did, just because that really great reviews. I th think 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, and from the audience score, it was 93%. So it's really received critical acclaim, and I think it's so this project is something that will definitely be talked about even past once this pandemic ends, which looks to be soon. And I think it'll be serve as an interesting time capsule of what life was like during one of the most ch interesting historical events of probably the 21st century. And overall, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I definitely recommend it to everyone, and it's not that long, only 87 minutes. So, yeah, it's both a fun watch, but also, it also, I have heard some people call parts of it depressing, just because it does really encapsulate what the pandemic was like. And it's remarkable how well it succeeds at conveying such a wide variety of emotions. Like one song will have you like just completely laughing with tears, and then the next one will have you I guess crying your eyes out, and really reflective of where your life is at. So I really enjoyed watching this special with you, and I can definitely see myself continuing to listen to the soundtrack album far after watching the special, and maybe even returning to the special sometime down the road.
The songs are really catchy, and I feel like the lyrics are really relatable, so I definitely recommend that people watch the special and listen to the music as well.
I'm really glad you enjoyed watching it together, and that I was able to introduce you to something that you weren't sure about at first, but you ended up really enjoying. And I look forward to our next episode. This was such a non-cinema and sound.